Sprint ball in. It's Pogba! And it's in. Manchester United have the lead with half time looming. Eric Bailly is claiming the ball and the credit for the goal. John Moss has just checked his watch.
Yes, you mentioned Bailey Jones there, Colm. Yeah, it's interesting that, look, they've started both of our two games so far. I think if we'd had a bit of a poll before the season started and who people thought were going to start, I doubt many people would have been picking Phil Jones, actually. I mean, I think most people probably would have thought that it's Bailey plus one other. Obviously there was quite a lot of expectation on Lindelof coming in, but I think we all kind of agree he's not quite ready. There's Smalling there. Obviously Rojo is injured at the moment. But yeah, Craig, what do you think? Bailey Jones is our best option at the moment, or would you be bringing in Smalling?
To be honest, I don't think Smalling is reliable enough at the back. He makes a lot of mistakes. And Jones is very, very solid. I remember in the preseason game against the first one against Real Madrid, Bailly and Jones, just they killed it. Real Madrid couldn't get through at all. And it was thanks to those two partnering up. And they're doing a very solid job so far. And if it wasn't for Rojo being injured, I think Rojo would be the one there with Bailly, and Jones would probably be on the bench. But he's making a very strong case for himself right now, because when Rojo does actually come back from being injured, like, do we start him as a centre-back with Bailly, or do we keep Jones? Like, will Jones keep up the way he is right now and do the job for us that we need him to do at the back? And I think if he does, then Rojo will be fighting hard to get a place in the team, to be honest.
Yeah, personally, I've never had any question marks about Jones's ability. It's obviously always been a problem about injuries. And then, because of those injuries, he's never quite progressed his game as much as he might have done if he was managing to play, 30, 40 games a season. But yeah, look, if he can stay fit, then yeah, I'm very happy for him to be a regular there.
Also, it's nice to see, because he's been here for so long and he deserves a full season. Yeah. You know, like, because he's going to be such a what-if player, another player ruined by injury, probably even more so than like of a Danny Welbeck or someone else, someone who just can't stay fit for any meaningful portion of a season and then just discludes himself, not on footballing terms, but just on his own fitness.
Just happy Rossi.
I would be so glad if he just managed to maintain fitness even more so than form,
it's just great how front-footed he is. Like, he nips in front and wins the ball back so often, and that really keeps us on the front foot. It doesn't really give their striker the chance to sort of take a touch, keep hold of the ball, bring other players in, play the ball off, and let them build an attack. He's so great at nipping in front of us, winning it back straight away, and then we can explode forward. And I think he's been sort of a key reason that we've been able to transition so quickly this season.
I think as a centre-back, I think he's extremely well-rounded. His passing's good, not great. He's calm, but he's not, a presence. He's brilliant in the air, but again, he's not just totally dominant. But he does everything like an 8 out of 10, and that's really good. That's a great ability in itself, because you normally find with centre-backs, they're physically dominant, but they have terrible feet like Smalling or like Rojo.
Yeah, they've got some blinding weakness.
Always have a bit of a mistake, he's always lunging in or making a rash challenge. There's always something that pulls away. But Jones, actually, you wouldn't say there's a great deal of weaknesses in his game. In the same way, there's no sort of glaring, I'm brilliant at this. But he's just very, very, very capable across the board and very, very solid.
Yeah. More importantly, there seems to be an understanding there, because centre-back position is more about partnerships than the individual. We hear so many great managers and players of the past talk about how, four mediocre centre-backs who understand each other well and know their roles and know when to go, when to press, when to cover, that, that's better than four fantastic defensive individuals who maybe don't have that understanding and communication between them. And they haven't really been tested as of yet, of course, but they seem to have a good understanding from what we've seen so far. Because sometimes in those games where there isn't a great deal of defensive work to be done, that's when you see that understanding fall apart, where that lack in concentration can come in. And we haven't seen that yet. So, I'm really impressed by what we've seen. More importantly, with Craig on the podcast, we now have someone else who says Bailey and not Bailey, which I'm really pleased about.
Did I not say Bailey? I'm pretty sure I said
Bailey. You might. Yeah, I know
pretty
that Nick
sure
doesn't.
I say Bailey.
You definitely sure say Bailey. Listen back.
100%. I thought Nick was a bit in the Bailey camp. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.